Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hi. I've decided to do the show like B as a Dora.
That's, can you keep that going? I kind of like it.
I can.
Welcome. No, keep it going. I love
to
it.
To the Living in Las Vegas podcast. On the Vegas video. Network.
Hey, you're pretty good.
I'm Scott Whitney, and I'm joined by my naughty jelly sweet.
I'm sounding like some sort of like Boris
creeper.
Karloff kind of cat, right?
You're kind of sounding creepy.
And now I'm joined by my naughty jelly sweet, Mrs. Melissa Whitney. Big hand. Oh, lovely. Thanks to our sponsor, Bread and Butter, the greatest bread and butter people ever stuff food. You don't get to looking like this by eating carrots. Nope. By going to Bread and Butter. Best damn food ever. On today's show, you know, some of the coolest entertainment here in the Las Vegas aren't official shows. What? It's true. Sometimes they're the hidden shows. The secret handshake shows. You gotta know somebody to get into those shows. At least that's what I thought. We'll see that actually that wasn't true. And then we'll talk a little bit about the happiest place on earth.
Quite a bit of a different tone than last week.
Yes, it was gonna be a much different tone. There's a good chance I won't cry in the middle of this show unless Melissa tells me to shut up again, as it often happens in the show. Of course, I want to say thank you to our lovely staff today on the TriCaster, he who remains Jacob. Of course, and the live chat, we've got Super Santa.
Good group of people there, huh?
Hey, first of all, amazing feedback we got from last week's show. We received a really large number of just sweet emails. I'm going to read one, actually, that was a question that came up. I mean, a really good question that I hadn't thought of that we'll bring up a little bit later in the show. But special thanks to Stuart and a few other folks who just wrote really sweet emails about our show last night.
We even got a card talking about the show.
A card? Mm. Oh, from who?
From Cheryl.
We got oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, in conjunction with the other stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We even got a card. How many shows get cards? None. And it really, it drove a lot. I mean, a lot of the theme of those emails were, thanks for the information, looking forward to, and we can use it.
And we can relate, right?
And relate to it. And so what we've talked about this briefly last time, but we're going to talk a little bit about, like right now we're in probate for my mom's estate. And the reason is because her estate, while much of it or some of it was set up perfectly, completely outside of the probate world, very, very smart, much of her investments were in that world, her house and the property within the house was not so well set up. So now we're, you know, eyeball deep into the probate world, and I will tell you, it is crap. And so we'll kind of walk you through that as we go through it and give you some advice on how to avoid dealing with that kind of stuff. Because we can, this could have been completely avoided. And so we'll talk
about that. Talk a lot about how we're going to be setting up our own estate.
Right.
Now, like, this has really prompted us to think, you know, we need to be proactive now, right? We have two kids and, you know, well, they're yours.
Nobody tells me anything. Yeah.
I've just taken them on as my own.
Right.
So we're going to talk about setting up our own estate and finances and what we're learning along the way. So hopefully that will be really helpful to you guys too.
Yeah, but before I say anything, I want to just say this. Hello, I'm Scott Whitney, and I'm a Word for Friends-aholic.
It's true.
Look, so here's the problem.
I am becoming one,
here's
too.
The problem with this game. So there's no reason for me to play this game because I suck at Scrabble. Right, and all this game is Scrabble, but it's pretty cool. So if you haven't heard it, basically it's Scrabble that you can play with somebody, either an anonymous person or a friend, online. So you've got your iPad and you're playing your words, and then boop, you get a little. I'm starting to hear these little ringers in my ear. Beep, boop, bing. Oh, Word for Friends. I gotta go play somebody. So the first game we
played.
They
were going off last night, by the way.
Yeah. So the first, I get it. I'm like, okay, we'll play the game. And my first opponent was Melissa. And I'm like, well, this should be pretty easy. And I got my ass beat. And I mean bad. So I'm like, okay, that probably didn't go as well as I'd planned. So I went out to, you know, you connect via Facebook for this game, or you can, and Twitter as well. So I go through my friends on Twitter and figure out, who are the dumber ones? No, that's not what I did. that's not what I did. It's not true.
Well, that's why you're saying you picked me as your first opponent.
No, I picked you because you were laying in bed next to me, and I thought, you want to play? Want to play? Okay, let's play. Ding dong, your turn. Ding dong, Uncle Mike's not updating as fast as yours. I don't know. Ding dong, ding dong. So I sent out a bunch of invites to play Word for Friends, and tell you what, kids, if you want to humble yourself in a New York second, play. Play Word for Friends, because while I'm doing big words like cat and dog and up, I'm getting words back like epicycloidal, secondphrenostatial. I'm like, what are these
I'm
words?
Telling you, those are people using a Scrabble cheater, which
I'm going to speak to that.
I'm totally opposed to it. And
so I'd say the funniest
thing. Totally opposed.
The funniest thing.
I think that's cheating.
Right. Well, so
you people that
here's
are doing
what I
it.
Think. So one of the people I picked was Brant Tobler, and you know, Brant used to be on the network. He's a real nice guy, and I'm like, I've heard him talk. he doesn't have a huge vocabulary. I mean, I didn't think he did. You know, he's a comedian. You got to be quick. You got to be a fast thinker. But I've never heard him use words that I've never ever seen before.
He could be in Mensa.
So maybe he's in Mensa. Brant is a closet Mensa guy. Anyway, so I'm like, oh, Brant's on. I'm taking him on. So I put a word up. I'm like, dig that, bitches. And he beat me by 200 points. 200 points. As a matter of fact, you know, you can do a chat in the side of it. And he mentioned halfway through, I believe this is an ass whipping or something like that. I'm like, oh, man, this really sucks. So I decided, hell with this. These people smart. So I looked up I wouldn't call it a cheater game.
Oh, it's cheater.
I would call it an assistant. It's a boost.
Cheating.
It's like a boost.
Cheating.
It's like it's like Tom Cruise wearing lifts in his shoes.
Cheating. He doesn't get to count that as his height.
Yeah, he does.
No, cheating.
Oh, sure he does. I bet
cheating.
You half the movies he does, he stands on a box. It's okay.
Cheating.
It's all right. I don't feel like cheating. It was more educational. So I found a program. And I believe, I'll even tell you what it's called, because I'm that kind of guy.
You better never be
it's
using that.
It's called Lexeme, L-E-X-E-M-E. And you just put in the words, or the letters that you have, and it helps you find words. So I will tell
that
you that I'm using that.
That is BS.
And so, but here's how honest I am. Well, first of all, I had to beat these people who beat me. So I have successfully come back. All of a sudden, I got real
but
smart.
But it's cheating.
It doesn't feel like cheating. Cheating is having sex with somebody you're not supposed to. For instance, I'm allowed to have sex with Mila Kuna, or whatever her name is.
Well, it's not going to work if you don't know her
Aniston.
Name.
Well, that's okay. She'll be drunk.
Okay, it doesn't even matter.
There's a good chance she'll be unconscious.
You're using a Scrabble cheater, and you're cheating. You're not relying on your own intellect. That's bullshit.
You just said bullshit. That's right. So you're gonna have to edit. So please.
You're gonna have to edit.
No. That's on you, brother. I'm no longer editing.
Jacob.
I no longer edit audio.
I'm sorry, Jacob. No cheating should be allowed. No aids or assistance or whatever.
It's interesting that you say that, because while we were playing our second or third game, and I was trouncing you, you seemed very open to the fact that I went from being, you know, mildly stupider than anybody you've ever met to all of a sudden kicking your ass. And it didn't occur to you, wow, he must have, you know, gone to school or something. No. So
I happen to think that you might not be cheating.
Yeah, well, I don't call it cheating, but I got so guilty. I got so guilty about this. Like, right before the last move, I said, just so you know, I wouldn't call it cheating. Just got a little help.
But you're feeling guilty, and that is an indicator about what you're doing.
Okay, well, so I promise I won't use Lexi Me for you, which means I will begin to lose much more games.
Hey, I know some other people you're playing with that would not appreciate it either.
I don't care. What, Tracy?
Yeah.
She cheats.
No.
Oh.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
She has to be.
Nope.
She's not that smart.
We both.
Come on.
She's pretty
Nobody's
smart.
That smart.
She's pretty smart.
Can't be that smart. Nobody. No. All right. Maybe they are. Maybe I am just really stupid.
I
gotta go play with.
I think it needs strategy.
Do we know anybody who's got kids that are like about 4 or 5? I'm gonna kick the good crap out of some 4 or 5 year old. Doug's kid, Alexi. I'll play Alexa. Hey, I don't think she even knows how to spell cat. I'm taking her. As a matter of fact, I'm not playing her. Okay, that's a mess. Anyway, so if you want to play Words with Friends with me, please don't cheat.
Because you're not gonna use
and
it.
And don't
anymore?
Be angry if I cheat. Okay. Second thing. is you'll be very proud of me today. I did what you've been asking me to do for a year now, and I scheduled my consultation for a colonoscopy.
Oh, my God! That's great!
Right.
And, that's great.
It's great. Sounds
great. Are you
going
to say what I call it?
Now, there's some people who enjoy colonics and those kind of things. Well, I'm not one of them.
So you've never had one. How do you know?
A colonic?
Yeah.
I know the idea of somebody putting a tube in my ass and pumping water or some other fluid into it.
You'll
Actually, I
napping.
Have had that.
You're going to be napping.
I have had that. I had a lower GI done once, and they pumped a bunch of fluid in my butt. How's this for fun, living in Las Vegas content, by the way? It's on the east side. But
we should just say.
What?
We should just say.
What?
What I call it.
What do you call it?
Poop shoot.
Oh, why did you whisper that?
Well, because I'm not sure if Jacob's going to have to take it off.
Poop
later.
Shoot?
Yeah.
Poop shoot, poop shoot, poop shoot, poop shoot, poop shoot, poop shoot. No,
you know, like
okay.
A photo shoot, but a poop
no.
Shoot.
So,
you gotta get
I have
you're
somebody
a year and a half
place
behind.
A pipe in my ass and flush water into it, and it was uncomfortable.
Now, are you awake?
Yes.
Now,
I understand I'm going to be asleep. I understand.
You'll be taking a nap.
But so the other part of this uncomfortableness is, besides having somebody stick a tube, not just in there to fill me up, but to actually kind of go crawling around in there and see if they can find things, which is kind of frightening. I'm going to be asleep. That kind of freaks me out. Plus, just the idea of laying on my side with my ass open just doesn't seem very appealing to me. So, really looking forward to that. Can't wait. Yeah, I want to. Actually, we're going to do what Katie Couric did.
So, will we be talking about that?
Oh, you bet we're going to talk about it. We'll do what Katie Couric did. I'll bring you guys in. And we'll, you know, watch the colonoscopy as it goes on. Just kidding.
Well, I am very proud of you. I'm very, very proud of you, honey.
I actually just called them and said, I want to schedule a colonoscopy. And they're like, well, you have to have a consult first. I'm like, really, what are you going to tell me? I'm going to put a tube in your ass and then I'm going to take some pictures. Oh, okay. I confirm. What do I do it now? But I actually don't get to see him until end of August. He's very busy.
That's why I told you you
He's
better
very busy.
Schedule it.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break and talk about some unofficial shows. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. See you in a minute.
Oh, hi. I'm Kelly Clinton. I remember that stuff. I wonder if Joan Rivers is watching.
Oh, please. Oh, my God. Who cares?
I don't have a different one.
You know who watches this show? Wayne Newton.
You got that right, Kelly. I think you're absolutely beautiful and talented, young lady. 5, 6, 9, 12. Darker shade.
More camera time for me.
Hey, I wonder if Cher's watching.
Oh, please. I have so many other things to do.
Woo! Hi, I'm Kelly Clinton. I'm the host of Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network.
That was horrible.
I forgot to mention, the audience reminded me, oh, the colonoscopy is not the bad part. It's the preparation for the colonoscopy, where you're crapping for a day. Yep, that's going to be fun. I might be off that day. I'm going to call Jacob from the toilet. Hey, Jacob!
That's so disgusting.
I like to come in, but I...
That is so... I apologize, Jacob, if you get that call. Hey.
Jacob!
Oh! Well, you know what? Since Verizon is going to upgrade his phone, I probably won't get a phone call at all.
Oh, I got that! I called those bastards today again. I can't let these people go, man. We should talk about this. So I order a phone Verizon. God.
Jacob, that was excellent.
They make me want to crap my pants, those bastards. Yeah, so I've got here, let me just show you something, everybody. Here's what a phone looks like that doesn't work at all. BlackBerry.
Why are you carrying it around?
Oh, because I just want to remind myself the torture that my life is. So I have this, my BlackBerry's not working. So I call Verizon. I'm like, hey, I'd like to get this new fandangled Samsung Galaxy S3 second fresh
stadio. Should've just gotten an iPhone.
And nothing to do with that. So they have them. They're in stock. But, you know, to do an upgrade, you have to be, you know, you have to have your 2 years. Well, I'm 4 months away from 2 years, but they'll move it a couple of weeks one way or the other if you're close. So I'm like 3 weeks away. So it's like a real big problem. So I'm like, well, you know, gosh, I really would like to do it. My BlackBerry is not working. You know, my wife's got an iPhone on AT&T, which is a lie. And I'm thinking about moving over there. She goes, well, hey, wait. Let's move you to customer retention. Okay. So, whoop, I go to the customer retention people. They're like, I talked to Walter. Walter was great. It's like, oh, I think there. And how about we ship it overnight? We'll have it there on Saturday. I'm like, that's great. You guys are great. I love Verizon.
We're really excited.
We're gonna change. Yeah, we're gonna change your plan. And you're gonna make it's gonna be a little bit less fun. I'm like, oh my God, that's great. Right. So Friday comes. I'm like, okay. Saturday comes. Like, okay.
You were like, I can't go anywhere.
Can't go, gotta stay home.
Gotta stay home. My phone's coming. I'm gonna be working on it all afternoon.
Right. So I'm like,
because you actually read the manual.
Yeah, of course. So I was going to. So I called them to get the tracking number for FedEx. Right. So I called them. I'm like, hey, yeah, you know, here's my phone number. Here's my secret password. Just calling to see what the tracking number is. I didn't really get a tracking number for that. That should have been my first clue, by the way. And they're like. And by the way, if the Verizon rep on the phone goes, you are screwed. And I mean screwed. It doesn't appear that FedEx picked up the package. What? That doesn't seem right. Could you check again? Yes. Could I put you on hold, please? Yes. And he said the exact same thing. It doesn't appear FedEx picked up the package. Wow. Hey, Echo Charlie. Heard it the first time. Why not? What happened? Well, I can't really tell what happened here. You can't tell why the phone didn't get picked up? You can't tell where it is? What is happening to me? Give me the customer retention. They're like, oh, we don't know what it is. I said, well, you don't understand. I've got a BlackBerry. It doesn't work. I can't talk to anybody. I'm trapped. I'm trapped in an island of nobody can talk to me. Please help me. Please help me. I'm like, okay. I said, here's what we can do. We'll refund your $15 overnight delivery. I want the phone. Can you just go call up? Get FedEx to come over and get a phone. They're like, we can do that. I'm like, wait a minute. I've got it. If it were me, mm-hmm. I'm a pretty rough customer once pissed off. I'm like, well, if it were me, that's for my company. What I'd do is I'd call up the local Verizon store and just say, hey, get this guy one of these phones. And I know they got them. I played with one. Well, it's a completely different situation, and they've got to approve this. And it's like, I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding. I said, maybe you should try anyways. So he did. They called him. They came back and said, can't help you. I'm like, really? You can't help me. Now, what a reasonably
level-headed person
would have done, would have said, okay, well, it's disappointing. Please refund the overnight, but I'll get it on Monday. That's not what I said. I said, well, I cancel! I won't have a phone, but I'm canceling. Because they're like,
because
they also said, well, what we have to do that is we'd have to cancel the phone order, and it takes 48 hours to cancel, and then we could redo it and maybe get, I'm like, it takes you 48 hours to cancel. It took you 4 seconds to take the order. How is it? That's like the email thing. I'll take your email and put you on my list, but it may take 24 hours to get you off our list. Bullshit! Bullshit! I won't have it. Nope. Not anymore. So I canceled. Cancel!
So now
what? Oh, and at the same time, I bought a battery for the BlackBerry. So I go on Amazon. I'm like, I'm going to buy I actually bought the battery first, and then I did this whole thing with the phone. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll be all right. I'll have a new battery. So the battery shows up on Saturday, 10 a.m. I'm like, okay, all right. You know, we're looking good. So I open up the package from Amazon, and I open it up, and it's a weird-looking package. I'm like, well, that looks weird. And it was a battery charger. I'm like, God, what is happening to me? Why can nobody do this job right? Why, Amazon, you idiot. So I look at the printing and it says battery charger. I said, my battery's dead. I can't charge a dead battery. So I get online and I log in and I'm like, what did I order? Battery charger. Like, what happened? How did I? So what happened was,
that's so funny.
So what happened was, we're a Prime member, you know, a Prime whatever it is at Amazon, which means you get free shipping on certain things. So I'm looking for batteries. Now you go to the Verizon store and get one of these dumbass batteries. It's $50 for a battery. I'm like, screw that.
But you'd be in business. But
yeah, I know. I'm not bright. I have. I'm just saying. I have. You know, I'm not paying $50 for a battery when I thought I was going to get a replacement phone the next day. So I go on Amazon. I'm like, oh, they have these batteries. They got tons of them. They're $5. I'm like, oh, $5. But
you want free shipping.
But I wanted free shipping. I wanted overnight shipping, and the $5 overnight shipping was like $22. I'm like, well, that's dumb. But then I found this battery for $9 Prime, and it was like $10 overnight shipping. I'm like, I'm so smart. I am the smartest guy. Well, no, it was $9 because it wasn't a battery like everybody else is only. It was a battery charger. So if anybody needs a battery charger for a BlackBerry, you just let me know. Because I got it. And it mocks me every morning as I walk in. I walk into my office. Oh, you again. How is it? And I'll even put the battery in there just to see what happens. And it says, yellow to green. Ready, Scott. Sounds good. I'll put it in the BlackBerry. BlackBerry charges up. I go, oh, I got some text messages. Because it goes, bzz, bzz, bzz. You've got 15 text messages because you haven't looked at them. I look at it, I come back out, and the BlackBerry dies. And that little thing, what's that thing called? What's that?
Hourglass?
Hourglass. It's a little mocking hourglass. It's about this big. It goes, and it never goes from that.
Oh, poor Scott.
Like, okay. All right. So I call him today. I'll be getting my phone tomorrow.
You called.
I called back. I called Verizon. Verizon. I'm like,
you know.
like, I'm sorry. I tried to play by, I want to pick up the phone at the store thing again. It should have been canceled. It's been 48 hours. Can I do it?
All the notes are in there,
oh,
too,
Oh, no,
right?
The first thing I did, I called him. I'm like, I want to speak to the customer retention department, please. The guy is like, huh? I'm like, customer retention. He's like, we don't have one of those. Walter at customer retention was a figment of my imagination. I know, I talked to him.
Did you say that? That's so funny.
And he's like, no, we don't have a customer retention. I said, I talked to two people who said they were at customer retention. He goes, well, we have a group that deals with people who might leave. Well, that was the people. That was me. I was going to leave. What are you doing to me? He's like, well, that's not called customer retention. Well, I could probably help you. I said, okay. Okay. All right, pal. We'll see. So he.
Oh, my God. This is so funny.
So he's like, well, what do you know? What's the story? So I told him the back. Well, I think I can help you. I said, well, that would be novel. Great. Please do. So you got a super secret handshake upgrade because you're before. And it's got a double manager approval. Oh, a double manager approval. That might have been the problem the whole time. I didn't even know that. So can I put you on hold? Yeah, naturally. And so, okay, I've called the, I told him about I want to go to the store today and pick up the phone. So he's like, I'll put you on hold. He's on hold for like 5 minutes. I come back on. He goes, oh, today's a good day. Today's a good day for you. I'm like, okay, here we go. He goes, we've got it kind of set up. We're ready to go. Just got to take a couple more bits of information. We're going to go ahead and ship that phone to the office like you asked. That's not what I asked. Why would I want you to ship the phone to the store? Why wouldn't I have you ship it to me? Oh, that's what you wanted? Yeah. I wanted to either. Oh, they've got them already in stock. They've got a bunch of them. I just want you to call them up and say, give this guy a phone. Well, I can't do that. They're a different series, different database. Like, really? You remind me of Bank of America. The California accounts can't talk to any other accounts. And then I said, ship it to me tomorrow. And I'll probably get it on Thursday. Today being
okay. Oh, God, that's so funny.
Let's talk a little bit about entertainment kumbaya.
That was entertaining on its own.
So, God, I'm so worked up. You'll know that I'm not drinking on today's show. It's because I've been drinking for the last 3 days.
You need a little detox.
I need a detox a little bit, man. When you go to your wife and go, can I have the big pain pills? Because dad is still not feel good. You've had enough. So what's pretty cool about this, you know, this place, this here place called the Las Vegas. A lot of entertainers here. And, you know, a lot of times in the entertainment world, it tends to be a pretty competitive environment where it's a little bit of backbiting and stuff. And I really haven't seen much about that. A little bit. I mean, I've seen some jealousy. I've heard directly some jealousy about Frankie Moreno's deal over at Stratosphere. But overall, it's a pretty kumbaya thing. And speaking of Frankie does this thing really infrequently called, he goes by the name Stifler. A band called Stifler, and so it's a much pared down version of his band that plays over at Stratosphere, and so it's, you know, some horns, four horns, and guitar, piano, and bass player, and so what they do is they play over at the Palms, the lounge at the Palms, which is the same place that used to have the Playboy Comedy Club. You walk in the Palms, you make a right, it's right there. There's a bar there, and it's a little lounge. Excuse me, I don't know how many people it seats. Probably in the
couple hundred, I would say.
Yeah, high hundreds, high 100s. It's you know, pretty small. So it's a really nice club, actually. So I get this text from Frankie like last Wednesday, and he's like, "Well, I would read it to you, but of course I can't because my phone won't allow me to do it." But he's like, "Hey, man, doing this super secret thing called Stifler, you gotta come." And I'm like, "Yeah. I'm in the inside track, baby. I know Frankie." And I'm like, "Well, where is it? You know, what time?" He goes, "Oh, it's at the lounge. It's just gonna knock your socks off. You've got to be there." I'm like, "Wow, Frank's a really nice guy. He really wants me to be there. It's sweet, really, kind of."
Sure.
So we get we go to the Palms, and Jackie joins us, and Jackie's a big Frankie Moreno fan, so We knew she'd have a good time. So we had dinner at the Mexican restaurant there, which is a good Mexican restaurant, actually. I forget the name of it, but it's good at the Palms. And the show is supposed to start at 11:30. Doors open at 11, but I'm like, you know, I got a VIP thing from Frankie. That'll be no problem. Because we're like this. We're close. Me and Frankie like this. I got him drunk here once. Like this. So I walk into the, we walk up to the lounge, and it is teeming with people all over the place. So I walk in there, and every seat's taken. I'm like, okay, what are we going to do here? What are we going to do here? Oh, so there's a girl up there. There's like some stairs that walks down there, who's kind of directing traffic. And in the lounge, there's floor seating, and then there's this upper side seating, VIP seating, apparently. Well, I'm like, I got a text message inviting me from Frankie. I must be a VIP. Okay. So I go to the girl and go, hey, what's the deal with the VIP thing? I got an invite from Frankie. And I go to show her my phone, and these three bitches behind me are like, we ain't gonna text message from Frankie. Where's our VIP? I'm like, I'm just trying to get a seat, princess. Back off, man. So that didn't work. Anyways, so we ended up getting a nice seat with some people we did not know. And talk about a fun show. So this happens a bit in Vegas where it's basically kind of not an open mic vibe, but it's basically
spontaneous.
Come on up, jam. So Frankie gets out and he opened up with what's your favorite band, Jacob? Dave Matthews. Opened up with a Dave Matthews song. And then just the night went on, and all kinds of people came to play. It was really pretty exciting. So in the audience, I saw Brad Garrett and Carrot Top, and from Absinthe, Penny and the Gazillionaire. And what was funny is they weren't dressed up as Penny and the Gazillionaire, so you would not know who they were. It was really kind of weird.
Yeah.
They're both kind of quiet, especially the Gazillionaire guy, who he's pretty funny, especially in the show, and he does a lot of stuff around here. But he's had a little hat on and some glasses on, kind of quiet. It was really weird seeing those guys out of that shtick. So who performed there? So Frankie would bring people on. So Anthony Cools came on and did a little something. Gordy Brown came on. And I've always been a big fan of Gordy Brown. It was one of my favorite performances. He came in and did some songs and then some breaks in the songs and did some impressions and then break and then song and break, impression. He killed it. And I had a chance to talk to him afterwards. And the nicest guy, just a super nice guy, pitched him to come on the show on Talktales. And he knew about the show through Chris. And he said, I want to come on, but I need some weight. I'm like, really? I can shoot you from here up. I'm used to, don't you worry about that, big fella. But I think we'll get him eventually. But just really, really nice guy. And then, some pretty famous folks, starting from a singer from Quiet Riot.
Paul Sorrentino.
Who's, right, but he was like the second singer, I think. The first one's dead, as I recall. And then it got even more and more interesting. So, for example, one of the guys who came up to sing is a gentleman named Michael Grimm. And Michael is America's Got Talent winner. I think a couple years ago, and he's a Vegas guy. He used to play over at the Ovation, and then next thing you know, he's the winner of America's Got Talent. We've got some video of him singing, and I had never heard him play before or sing before. This cat can blow. This is Michael Grimm. Nice, huh? Guy's got a beautiful soul, deep, raspy, he's got the weight on his shoulder kind of voice, perfect for blues. There's Michael's website. Very, very talented cat. I believe he's still playing. Is he playing back over at Ovation? What time, Saturdays? Saturday nights. So he's playing Saturday nights at Green Valley Ranch. We'll go see him. I was really
I'd love to go see him.
Impressed with what he was doing. And then Joey Falcone. Now, Joey Falcone is here right now.
Falcone.
Or what isn't it? What is it? Falcone, right? Fatone. It's Verizon's fault. Who's Joey Falcone? Is that a hitman kind of thing?
I don't know, but that's Joey.
There's Joey. Joey sang Mustang Sally and just crushed it.
He was having fun.
And joining Joey after a while was Taylor Hicks. And Taylor Hicks, right, he's the American Idol winner from, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. I don't think I brought a picture with, did I have a picture of Taylor? Or it wasn't in a video? Well, that wasn't very bright.
Well, it's too late. I mean, you don't want to hold that up.
So he came on. Taylor's got a gig right now over at Bally's. And so he's playing what used to be just a regular old lounge, just kind of a, have a drink at the lounge at Bally's. Well, they closed it all off. They turned it into like a club. And he's playing there. And just, oh, man, that
guy. He played
the
harmonica. It was so good. So he was playing the harmonica for a while. And then.
Let's see that. Go to camera 4, see if that'll work. Just turn it on. I'll find it. Okay, so, come on. There he is. So that's.
That's so weird.
There's Frankie. There's Joey. Oh, look at that. And there's me not knowing how an iPhone works. Oh, look. And there's. Oh. Come on. And there's. Go back. Here I am. And there's. Taylor.
I can't see that. Oh, there you go.
There it is. Pretty neat, huh?
But didn't you think it was so good watching him play the harmonica and Joey was singing and then Frankie got up and did the harmonica a little bit too.
It was
like a big jam session. It was really cool.
And what you realize is that the talent here in Las Vegas is stunning. It was just so much fun to watch these guys just go. And these people weren't rehearsing. I mean, they just basically come up and, it's the kind of thing everybody knows, Change, Change, Change. Everybody knows Mustang Salad. But, like, for instance, the Michael Grimm version was a little different than normal, and they kept up, which is fun to watch musicians do that kind of thing.
Those guys, though, got a standing ovation.
Taylor
Hicks and Joey Fatone and Frankie's band, they got a standing ovation from that song.
Yeah, it was
really good, really.
And besides being able to sing, Taylor Hicks can play harmonica like a mother too. So that was really cool. I think Gordy Brown, I gave him a standing ovation. I thought he was very good.
Yeah, Gordon Brown was great.
Awesome. And then who else? From Absinthe. Now I'm not sure if I can get her name right, but we think it's Melody.
Melody Sweets
was on. And she was a lot of fun. We got a little video of Melody.
She was
as well.
Really fun. She did a little naughty rap.
She did. She's not on my list though. What?
She's really good, huh?
And nice. It was fun.
She was fun to watch.
Yeah, she was kind of a hot little monkey.
Are you going to talk about Dory?
Dory. Is that the dancer girl?
Yeah.
So that really didn't resonate with me that much. I thought it was weird.
She was hot.
Well, she was hot, and, she's clearly a spinner, but that's not what I care about. I care about talent. Okay, she's talented. She could do stuff with her legs.
She got up on top of
I know.
She got up on top of Frankie's piano and jumped up and landed in the splits.
Yeah. Which I do that all the time, so it wasn't a big deal. So that was interesting that you bring her up, because so this gal dances, was it the Tangerine Honey show song? Which is a really good song, original song from Frankie, and they've added her, I guess, to the show. I'm not sure she was doing that when we went and saw her.
No.
Yeah, with Jackie. So it's, I guess, a recent addition. I actually think it detracts from the song. The song is so strong, I don't think that's necessary. So she was out doing this dancey thing, and she's, being
very
sexy.
Good.
And
really good.
She's very talented, no question. And then later, I actually should. Do you have a picture of that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So this absinthe guy, I think he's one of the guys that does that, where you're standing and another person stands. Is that the same guy?
Yes.
So he was there, And I got to tell you.
He has, I think, about a 0.5 body fat.
It creeped me out.
Why?
Well, it reminded me, you know how you told me that like a lot of people don't care for, or you don't care for Chippendales?
Yeah.
It reminded me of a bad Chippendales. So here is, this is kind of goofy that we're doing this way. Hold on. Yeah.
I don't know that I would show that. They can't see it.
Hold on. It'll come in. You see him up there?
Yeah, I think it's too small to really
see.
Oh,
you can see him. So he's up there. And what he was doing is he was basically mimicking what that girl had done previously, right? So the laughter was because he had little Superman pants on, which I thought was funny.
And then he jumps up, and he did a split on top of the piano,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he certainly did. I mean, why not? Oops, there it is. Oh, actually, you did do that one. Yeah. So he's that's creepy to me. So I'm like, oh, wow, that's, yeah, and he did that, which is the splits kind of thing. And then that girl came back up, and you could tell she was a little unsure about what was going on there. It wasn't quite, oh, I think
you just got a word for,
I thought that was a word for friends. Can you help me? Yes. How can I win with word with friends, please? Sorry. help a brother out. So that part was not my favorite part, but I tell you what, holy crap.
Yeah, everybody had such a good time.
Awesome, awesomely talented. We saw Chris Phillips there a little better, caught up with him, he's doing well. He's got a new girlfriend. We approve so far. And
I think what's nice is that it felt like a real community, right? Of all these entertainers there,
yep,
supporting each other. It was just really fun to see them able not to be on like performing, but more hanging out with their friends and just jamming or doing whatever their craft is and having fun and it was wonderful.
It is.
It was like magic.
It was. We really came out of there thinking we saw something pretty special here.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to do this again. I was told that they're going to actually do it in a larger venue because they just blew out that venue. There were so many people there. I mean, you couldn't get around.
I would absolutely do everything I could to attend.
Yeah, it's something pretty special. If we get word of it, we'll certainly tell, because clearly if I get an invite, it's not special. Anybody can go. And thanks for that, Frankie. Okay.
Hey, aren't you glad he invited you?
I do.
Seriously,
no,
I mean, if he hadn't sent you the email, we wouldn't have known. We wouldn't have gone.
It was a text because we're close.
Whatever, text. I'm just saying, if you hadn't have received it, we wouldn't have gone.
I know. It reminded me of something that goes on every week here, though, that I went and checked out last night. And I've been hearing about this thing since we moved here. There's this great place to go down the south of the Strip where some of the great singers of Vegas come and sing. And it's the Bootlegger Bistro. And it's Kelly Clinton's open mic cabaret. And I'd heard about it for a while. I checked it out briefly before we had Kelly come on as host for Talk Tales. But last night I spent the evening watching it. God, you should just go there. First of all, they got good food. I had the wedge salad. It was quite good. But the talent there, and this is the kind of thing where they don't know who's going to perform. I mean, they kind of knew at Frankie's deal who was going to show up.
Yeah, sure.
They don't really know. People, you just come up and you fill out a piece of paper. I am Jim Smith, and I'm going to sing Jane, Jane, Jane. And you put it in there, and they call up, and you go. And some of the talent there was amazing last night. I mean, their piano player that they have in the band, stunningly talented. Kenny Davidson, our Talk Tales Orchestra, got up and sang three songs. He did, I think it was an Elton John song that got a standing ovation. It was amazing. His mom comes up, who's been in the audience a few times, knocks some opera out of the park. We're like, what the is going on here? A gal from Menopause, who I've never seen before. I haven't seen the show. She comes up, you know, sassy black girl, and she just blew it out of the park. I actually told Kelly during her song, I said, you need to book her on the show because she's pretty cool. So we're going to get her on. I forget her name, but she was awesome. So I just wanted to say that this kind of attitude, this atmosphere of just a bunch of musicians getting together and jamming, and world class, I mean, they're some of the best, is happening every night, probably every night, but every Monday night at Bootlegger. So go check it out. It's really cool to live in this city sometimes, and sometimes it's not if you can't get a phone. All right, we're gonna take one more quick break here and be right back with the happiest place on earth, living in Las Vegas, Vegas Video Network.
You know, one of the things I like best about the Vegas Video Network are the people. There are no divas here. Everyone is exactly the same off camera as they are on.
Hey guys, what's cocktail of the week this week?
You know what? I'll let you know what it is when it's time for you to know what it is. Why don't you get off the stage and get back in your production hall? Oh my God. You know what? And tell cheap ass Whitney to get us some decent brand liquor. This hobo off-wrap crap ain't cutting it. God, idiots.
Totally.
Cheap-ass Whitney. I'm trying to find David's phone number so I can block him. I know he's here somewhere. Hold on, where is he? Come on, David. Where? Anyways. Hey, if you want to reach out to us, there's several ways. You can do the email, and that's onairq@livinginlv.com. onairq@livinginlv.com. You can do our live chat if you'd like to, or you ask us things while we're doing the live show. You're a part of the show. We've literally had shows pivot because of the live chat. What? That's impossible. No, it's not impossible. Or you could do our web-based voicemail. We're playing footsies right now, and you don't even know it. How exciting is that? That's why we changed the establishing shot. So, once again, we used to do a lot of our shows bottomless, and that's what we're doing now. Anyways, yeah, you can do the voicemail chat. The live web-based voicemail thing. Click, click, leave. And if you don't see us live, you can watch us on VegasVideoNetwork.com, iTunes, Roku, YouTube, and, of course, KSHB 1400 AM on Saturdays. And don't forget, you could tweet us. But you know how you make the biggest impact on us? You visit. We have visitors who come to the live studio, sure, and they bring a little bit of alcohol. Right now, the Jack Daniel's honey is good. But if you really want to make an impact, could you get me one of those? I want one of these. It's a watch. It's not. I don't ask for much, really. A little Britling. I think I'm worth it. What's that? I'm not? Okay, you're just like Verizon. Okay. Real quick. I want to remind people how close we are to the Southern California area. So last week, of course, we went and had the funeral for my mom, the burial for my mom. But we decided we didn't want to make it just, you know, kind of this relatively sad affair. So we decided to go to Disneyland the next day to kind of celebrate life. Do you know how long it takes to get from here to Disneyland? 4 hours. 4 hours from Las Vegas to Disneyland. How cool is that? I don't need no train. It's going to drop me off at Victorville. No, I get to Victorville in an hour. And then what? Put a bullet and I want to shoot myself. So that's an excellent picture right there, because for the first time ever, I went to the California Adventure place.
And you were really hesitant.
Didn't want to go. Didn't want anything to do with it. It is not Disney. It's not pure.
You're a purist.
I'm a purist. I grew up in Southern California. When I was a kid, you could get into Disneyland for $4.75.
You can't even get a soda for that.
$4.75. That was, remember when they used to have the tickets, A tickets, B, all the way to E tickets? There used to be a phrase.
No, honey, I don't remember because I lived in Illinois.
Yeah, there used to be a phrase called, that was an E ticket ride when something really good happened to you. I was like, man, that was like an e-ticket ride. And e-tickets was like the Matterhorn or whatever. And so what we used to do is we would go in there, we would pay our $4.75, and there was like dancing that you could go and do, but we would hang out in the front and wait for tourists to leave, and they'd have some tickets left over. And they would give us their tickets. So we'd get like A tickets and B tickets, so we would go on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, which reminds me of how Melissa drives. And so it was very, so it reminded me of, it actually is training. I didn't know in high school that I was being trained to be driven by my wife. Okay, what? Almost 10 years. What's the over-under? Over! Next week, as a matter of fact. 10-year anniversary.
Yay!
But a couple of things I just want to share with this whole Disney thing. They've been revamping this California Adventure. All right, my children, who are in their mid-20s, begged us to do this hopper, this
park hopper.
I'm like, Come on. But it's $100 to get into Disneyland now, and it's $120 to do the Hopper. I'm like, well, okay, we'll do the Hopper. So the first thing we went on is this Tower of Terror thing. And I got to tell you,
it was horrible.
I've got two really funny pictures about Tower of Terror. So don't show them yet. But basically, so you've got, you go in this elevator that goes in this hotel tower, and it jumps up and down and freaks you out and stuff. So the first horrible picture I wanted to show you is pre-ride. So we're sitting in our seat, and I think it's Melissa and myself, and yeah, Savannah. See how happy we are? Take a close look at Savannah and Melissa. They're happy. They're in a good place. And then the ride begins. And it's not a very long ride. I bet it's no longer than maybe a minute, minute and a half. Let's say two.
Longest 60 to 90 seconds of my life.
And here's a photo they take while you're in the ride. Pay close attention. So the people in our party.
I was so scared.
Look at the front row. Front row, the guy in the blue shirt with his hands, eyes closed, we don't know who that is. Next to him is Chris, which is Heather's boyfriend. There's Heather, the one next to me in the black top, eyes closed, yelling. There's me, because, well, that's me. And then I want you to look at Savannah and Melissa. Savannah looks like she's in abject terror. I have never seen, I mean, look at that picture. She looks like she is going to crap herself. And like she really saw the boogie monster. Stunningly fearful picture. Our favorite picture of the day.
Okay, but can I just say something? Jacob, can you put that picture back up or Sam? Okay, this is what freaks me out. Look at how crazy everyone's going. But look, there is always one psychopath on every ride. Look at the woman directly behind Chris. Look at her face. It's as if she's just on the bus taking a ride home. I'm not kidding. Look at her face. She is totally as if nothing is happening. So a work colleague of mine has this picture up in her cube, and there is always that one person. There's one person in her picture sitting there as if they're in church waiting for the next preacher to get up or him. Totally like flat line, no expression. But look at her. Doesn't she look creepy?
A little
creepy.
She's creepy.
If you look at everybody else and then look at her, that's
creepy. Now, one of the advantages of California Adventure is you can drink there. As a matter of fact, part of my plan, I'm like, okay, I'm dealing with my mom's funeral. I'm not going to be in a good place. I got a flask for Christmas. I'm like, I'm bringing a flask into Disneyland, and I'm drinking it. And I couldn't do it.
No, it's sacrilege.
I couldn't do it. I can't. I couldn't do it. I wanted to. I couldn't do it. California Adventure, you could drink. But we didn't.
We were having too much fun.
We had a lot of drinks the night before.
We were having too much fun.
So it didn't work. So, but we did the other thing that I thought was funny is there's this new 3D ride. It's kind of like a shoot 'em up ride at California Adventure. I forget what it's called. But the funniest thing is this photo.
Buzz Lightyear?
No, that's the thing that we like over at Disneyland.
Toy Story?
Toy Story. And I want you to see this photo only because this is the one of Heather. It's not that, but look on the left side, an employee photobombed.
Totally photobombed.
So I looked at the first time I saw that photo, I'm like, oh, that's a cute picture of the kids, and I'm like, hey, what's that girl doing back there? These people are crazy. So I thought that was cute. And then the final picture I'm going to tell you. First of all, God bless Disneyland for not screwing up the Haunted Mansion and bringing back Pirates of the Caribbean. Last time I was there, they had this stupid ass Nightmare Before Christmas theme on the Haunted Mansion, and it was terrible. Shame on you, Disneyland.
Sacrilege, ouch.
Shame on you, Disneyland. Don't ever do that again.
They do it
will,
every year.
I know, but don't. Don't do it. It's not right. And so we went to the Disneyland, and God bless it. By the way, we got an app, an iPhone app, that tells you the line lengths for the whole place.
Oh.
It was great. And what was even greater about it, you know, the time to go is Sunday, especially Sunday after a holiday. The line length for Pirates of the Caribbean, 6 minutes. Line length for Haunted Mansion, 6 minutes.
don't think we ever waited more than, did we ever wait more than like 25 minutes?
45 minutes was, well, no, we didn't. We never waited more than that for any ride. As a matter of fact, we went to Space Mountain. There was a 45-minute wait, so we got one of those fast passes. Then we went off and played our favorite shoot 'em up game where you shoot these triangles with Buzz Lightyear guys. Love that game. Came back to get ready to do our fast pass, but the time for Space Mountain was 20 minutes. So we got in line, did our Space Mountain, got back out, came back in, give them our fast pass, went right back in there again, and did Space Mountain twice. And here's what I've learned about myself, and actually Savannah said the same thing. I am getting older. Because after those rides, I feel like I want to throw up a little bit. Just a little bit.
Savannah said you're getting old.
No, she actually said that. She feels that way a little bit, too. I was slightly hungover. But, boy, after a couple of Space Mountain rides, whew, I felt like I could sit for a while. Okay.
Interesting. Well.
And then, and I was actually sore for the next 3 days for a variety of reasons. One of them which is the final photo we're going to show you. This is Splash Mountain. No, I should have given you a Splash Mountain one.
No. Oh, wait.
10 push-ups. There's Splash Mountain.
No push-ups.
Now, Melissa and I, well, first of all, my kids are smarter than us. There's no question.
And more evil.
No question about it. So when we got there, they're like, hey, why don't you guys get up in the front? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Like we didn't know that.
I know your trick. I know your little trick.
Yeah, we're
you
out
don't
to
fool
you.
Me. So Melissa like are conspiring. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. When we go down the big flume, I'm gonna duck one way, you duck the other way, and the water's just gonna drench them. Good plan. So we go on there and we there's a little small little thing. I got a little wet. I'm like, This will get better when we do the big dunk. So that photo is, you know, coming flying down the big 140-foot flue or whatever. I mean, you can see Chris
but
in the back.
But you're not ducked down.
Well, so you can't see Melissa. She's ducked down. Well, we haven't hit the water part. So you ducking down right there doesn't do you any good because nothing's going to happen here.
Look at how I am. I'm totally in the crouching position.
Right. So so you're like ready for ninja move. So I'm having some fun watching the, you know, going down. Whee! And then we hit the water. I'm like, all right, ninja move 145, go. So I get down, and I know Melissa's behind me, and I feel an incredible wave of water come up, see me duck down and say, oh, there you are, blam, and just soak me. So I'm like, I go, shit. And then another wave comes and goes, blam, and literally just knocks me back. I mean, so we get out of there, and I am soaking wet. I mean, hair's wet, Melissa's wet. So bad that my wallet was wet for 3 days after this. So I'm walking around in soaking wet socks and shoes, and you know, and it's
like six.
Yeah, it's six. So it's getting darker. So now the you know the sun isn't warming you up as well. And we went to this barbecue. They got a really neat barbecue. Restaurant at Disneyland that Melissa
it's
and I went
expensive.
To.
It's like $25.
Yeah, but it's all you can eat.
You can eat ribs and chicken and
corn and
sausage.
Stuff. It's great. And we went there and it was kind of getting cooler and so, yeah, I really am getting old. So we get done with that. We're walking around. I'm noticing, I think I've got something going on with my foot. Take off my shoe when we get to the hotel. Got a blister. This big on the bottom of my foot for having wet socks. I'm like, what are you, idiot? You're such an idiot. You should have just dried off your socks or been careful. No. So I walked around for 3 days afterwards limping because I had this big thing. My back hurt because I'm 51 years old being thrown around in these roller coasters. I'm like, Disney is not my
Well, I have a big bruise on my arm from the Matterhorn.
It's nuts, man. So I think I've had my fill of Disney for a while.
So the good thing is, like, if we ever have grandkids and they're like, oh, let's go on the teacups, we're probably going to be okay with that.
I can't
that.
Go on the teacups. I'll puke. I can't do circle rides. Can't do circle
well,
rides.
Well, you'll be on the side taking photos.
I will.
And I'll be on the
I'll be photobombing. Anyways, but it's only 4 hours away, so go to Disneyland. California Adventure was much better than I expected, so it gets a thumbs up as well, and
but
that's it.
But the Cars ride, I want to say something. The big thing was this Cars ride just opened, it was like a 2-hour wait for cars. We didn't, it actually shut down while we were there, so we never did it. But
by the way, I've got a words play with Tracy Santos. It's waiting for me, just so you know. And I'm going.
Well, we better move this show along then.
We're going to do, are you ready for this? Ready for this, Jacob? Ready? Now it's time for listener email. Yep. No break. No break. I'm surprised Frankie didn't have me up. Yeah! What's your favorite karaoke song? I always wanted to sing Kiss by Prince. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Ow! Okay. Yeah. Surprisingly, no one's invited me to do that. This is the part of the big show where we read listener emails. And the way it works is that if it's a male species, I read it. If it's a female species who writes, then Melissa reads it. Today's email comes from Karen, who we're guessing is a female. Take it away.
All right. Hi. First of all, I would like to thank you for this week's podcast.
You are welcome, Karen.
There was a lot of good information for people with aging parents, even for people who don't live in Las Vegas, since I live in Florida.
We agree.
I was surprised to hear that one can refuse discharge from the hospital. I think another element that prevents people from having the courage to fight for their rights is health care insurance. Sure, many people are reluctant to say, I'm not ready to leave the hospital, for fear the rest of their stay may not be covered by their insurer. Will most insurance companies cover an extended stay if the stay is longer because the patient says, I'm not physically ready to leave? I know you or Melissa may not have the answer to that, but it is certainly a contributing factor that makes any medical encounter more intimidating. Thank you again for sharing your story about your mom and your experiences. Best, Karen.
So that was a really good question. And the answer is that we don't know, but that's a very good consideration. So my mom has Medicare, had Medicare, and the secondary insurance, Aetna. So I wasn't concerned with that, I mean, at all. Now, the truth is you're right. If you refuse, they might have been a problem. But the truth is, if you refuse, the doctor gets paid more. So if they're just financially driven, you're probably going to be okay. Second of all, doctors are terrified of being sued, clearly. And if you, I mean, like I said before, you can fire these people
well,
and tell them to do things.
Well, this probably would be a hospital bill, not a doctor bill, though.
But right, I understand. But if you explain, this happened with my mom. I explained why I said what I said, why I wanted what I wanted, and everybody acquiesced. Nobody said no to me when I said, these are the reasons why I think these things need to be done. It just never happened. So I can't tell you, to be honest with you, whether or not you would be stuck with the bill if you said, I don't think we're ready for discharge. We need to stay a little bit longer. I will say this, though. If you can get out of the hospital, get out of the hospital. You know, it's a dangerous place. I mentioned it before. There's a lot of bad bugs running around there. So as soon as you can, I think I did mention this last week, you know, my dad went through a bad thing. They had him out in 4 days. I thought they were nuts. And the doctor said, look, hospitals are dangerous places. Get the hell out of here. So we didn't use the you're discharging us too early. I just wanted to share that that's an option for you guys. And you know, the cost of insurance is important. I will tell you why. I didn't mention this last week, but the night before my mom passed, I was in the emergency room, and I had something going on. I wanted to take a look at it and see what was happening. I was kind of freaked out by it, and I was there for a total of 3 hours, maybe 2-3 hours, something like that. And they did some labs. They did a CT scan, and the emergency room came to $10,000. For 3 hours. Now, our insurance covered it, other than $150, which was the copay for being there. So I definitely understand the concern.
But my thought is, so honestly, I think if you're going to use this, I'm not ready to leave, you're really sick. And at that point, it's not a financial decision. It's a life decision. If you're using this card, it's because there's something really serious going on. And I'll be quite honest, we never once thought about the money. I mean, it was a life situation, right? So it's not like, hey, you know what? You know, I just had my baby. I could use another day here. It was like...
Let's stay away from the husband.
It was a pretty serious thing. So, you know, I think that, you know, when you're in that position and it's that dire, I don't know. We didn't think about it. Yep. I can honestly say we never once had a conversation about, oh, my God, if we stay in, how are we going to afford it?
Right.
You know, we never once even, it wasn't even anything that came to our mind.
Right. So it's a good question, Karen. We appreciate that. And with that, we're pretty much done with the big show today. Thanks very much, everybody, for coming out again and for watching us. Is this playing? It doesn't feel like it is.
Play. I'm sorry, I
got a backup. Why is it not working?
I got a
backup. Oh, I know why. Stand by. I'll make it work. That's what I'm talking about. No, is my word for friends alert was stopping me from playing.
Good Lord.
All right, so anyways, thanks everybody again for watching the show. We'll be back. In a couple of weeks, we're going to take next week off, or next Tuesday off, so we can celebrate 10 years of
wedded
absolute bliss.
Oh,
man. Anyways, love you guys. You guys are the best. Thanks again for joining us. We will see you soon. Living in Las Vegas, Vegas Video Network, saying goodbye. Bye.